Welcome, everybody, to episode 13 of the WP Mainline Podcast for Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Malcolm Peralti. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Today is better than Monday. I had a pretty tough week. I had a tough week when there's no post on Monday, there's no post on WP Mainline on Tuesday, and then people start wondering what's going on with this guy. Well, it's not like for lack of trying, it's just I know it's my job. It's place of employment. If I'm going to turn WP Mainline into a destination, I got to write stuff. I got to have things for people to see and read. But sometimes, the mental health and some of the anxiety is debilitating to the point where I can't do what I want to do. And it's very frustrating, but I'm happy to report that I ended up talking to my doc this week. I got some new meds. In fact, I learned that for the anxiety, for the attacks, I take a federally regulated drug. And apparently she's not supposed to be giving those out anymore. So she's going to give me 15 to get me by. But now I have to start seeing a behavioral therapist, which is kind of like a psychologist or something. And if I'm going to get a renewed prescription of those pills that I take during the anxiety attacks, I have to get them through that person. And then I have to go see the doctor in person. So it's like, okay, I guess they just want to double check, make sure I'm not, on the street selling drugs that I need, to get by. I don't know, but I guess I'm going to have to make a call and talk to a behavioral therapist, which probably isn't going to be a bad thing in the long run. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, my wife is currently finishing her undergrad in psychology, and I'm sure she would jump at the chance to tell you, yes, very good thing to have. And as someone who deals with depression and anxiety myself, yes, it's a very good thing to have. So yeah, the 1-2 punch of medication and mental health support is the best way forward for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So without further ado, let's talk about Acquire Geddon. which is what I've seen, what's been going on in the WordPress space being referred to. It's Acquire Geddon. Let's start off with Liquid Web. With their stellar WP brand of WordPress products, Liquid Web has actually acquired LearnDash. And if you don't know what LearnDash is, over the years, it's become like the go-to WordPress plugin. It's a learning management system for WordPress that actually can tie into WooCommerce or other e-commerce products. You can create content like quizzes or dynamic content. It's a subscription-based plugin. So you can create like these classes or how-tos or whatnot, and it's all these things are built in. And I have never used it personally, but I've heard that it's like, that's what you go to if you want to create classes or create opportunities to learn and tie it into a subscription type service. Well, you use LearnDash. That's what it is. So LearnDash will be joining the whole LearnDash and the team involved will be joining the Stellar WP brand under Liquid Web. And what Stellar WP is, it's like a super team. To be honest, if you look at, and this is something I want to talk about, it kind of ties into the acquisition that took place with WooCommerce, which we'll get into in our next story. But if you read the acquisition notes from Stellar WP, they actually describe what it is they're doing. And I don't think a lot of people have taken note of this, this particular way of acquisitions. Because when I think of an acquisition, what we've covered before, it's usually company A buys company B, that founder has a transition period and the founder disappears and the product gets absorbed into something, whatever else. But what Stellar WP is doing, and they've done this with, let's see, iThemes, Restrict Content Pro, the Events Calendar, Cadence WP, Give WP, and Iconic WP, all of those companies that they've acquired intact, they've left intact, they have not bothered them. So they have allowed the teams to retain autonomy. And now what they're doing is they all learn and gain from each other. It's a super team of people. And what these acquisitions are doing for these companies is providing them with a unbelievable amount of resources, knowledge, and a great platform to continue on to evolve. And I think that's a key thing that's missing in some of these discussions about all of these acquisitions that are taking place, that this is – And WooCommerce, in our next story, they've done the same thing. They've acquired some extension developers, and they've kind of acquired and they've absorbed them into Automattic, but they've managed to keep the team for those products. In fact, it's Somewhere Warm, if you're familiar with that, Somewhere Warm. They've been doing product bundles, composite products, gift cards. They've been some of the most popular extension developers for WooCommerce since 2011. They've been around for 10 years. So what they've done is WooCommerce has added them into the team, and the team is going to remain as is. The products will remain as is. Things are not going to be sunsetted. They're just, you know, it's just WooCommerce saying, we love what you're doing. How would you like to have an awesome amount of people helping you out, you know, backed by a company? You don't have to worry about that. How would you like all these other resources to continue what it is you're doing? You're obviously doing something, right? You know, because look at the success you had. And so now the team is going to be part of Automattic and the WooCommerce team. So with all that said, you know, pretty interesting to see these types of acquisitions take place. And as a customer, I would very much rather see these type of acquisitions take place where the team is in place and the autonomy is there, instead of products being absorbed into something else. And now you have no idea what the vision for the product is, who's going to be maintaining it. Is it going to be sunset? I'd rather have this happen than the alternative if I was a user.
Feels a little bit like you drank the Kool-Aid before we jumped on the episode. I mean, I remember us having a discussion not too long ago where you're like, all these acquisitions are brutal. They're horrible. Why are we letting these things happen? Why are they happening?
That was bad. Before I read about these types of acquisitions.
But I mean, you say that these type of acquisitions, but when I look at it, I see, okay, now LearnDash is going to have a different general manager. Now WooCommerce Automattic.
Oh, that's something I actually didn't mention. The general manager part, you could bring that up.
Yeah. So Chris Lemma, who is an amazing authority in kind of like WordPress, marketing, branding, and speaks very well of it, is going to be running the LearnDash product. He's going to be kind of determining the direction that it goes in. I would be remiss to point out, like, Lifter LMS is another great LMS system for WordPress.
Ah, yes, Lifter.
And again, the founders there, like, the nice thing about WordPress is the community of interaction, right? Like, the founders chat with each other, and they all talk to each other, and they're all kind of pumping each other up. So it's great to see that they're all excited for each other. But I don't know, Chris he's kind of a competitive guy, right? So, like, he's not going to ignore any of the advantages that other LMS systems have. And now with this, you know, additional capital, so to speak, to kind of progress this LearnDash project forward, I'll be very interested to see what happens there in terms of its direction over the long haul. Liquid Web wouldn't be acquiring these people, acquiring these projects, if there wasn't a profit motivation there. So, you know, you kind of have to wonder what that means in terms of how things move forward. And just to kind of give it a bit more of a critical eye, right? Like, if these things were doing fine on their own, they wouldn't need these acquisitions potentially. They wouldn't need new leadership. They wouldn't need new resources. So, like, what don't we know, so to speak, right? Like, if we could peek behind the curtain, what would we really see?
I think what you would see as a founder saying, well, we want to go further. We want to raise the bar. We want to go to the next level, but we can't do that without investment capital, or maybe going that way, or doing this and doing that. So why not just get acquired? I don't know. But
I've worked for multiple VC backed companies. You know what always ends up happening with acquisitions and VC backed companies? The profit motivation becomes the key motivation. And it drives the product or service forward. And, you know, most of my experience has been, when your key focus is profit, the project dies or the product dies. So I hope that's not the case with either of these. But I mean, I always, whenever there's an acquisition, I always get kind of nervous, because you never
know what that's going to mean. Of course. Who wouldn't? It just means a change, you know, something that you've been. Okay, so you want to be nervous? You want to talk about acquisitions that get you nervous? How about Pippin retiring? Pippin Williamson retiring from WordPress. You know, Pippin.
Why?
And then his partners created Sand Hills Development LLC, which is the parent company of plugins such as Affiliate WP, Easy Digital Download, Sugar Calendar, WP Simple Pay, and the Payouts Service. Mm-hmm. All of these things under Sand Hills Development will be joining the Awesome Motive collection of WordPress products and services. Awesome Motive, of course, founded by Sayed Balki, who you may know of WP Forms, WPBeginner.com is probably the big one. Anytime you Google a question on Google question about WordPress, usually a post from WP Beginner shows up. He's got that market cornered. But yeah, this is I would say this type of announcement, this type of acquisition is a bit of a watershed moment just because of the people and who's involved. I mean, Pippen Williams, he's been doing this for like 10 years now, at least.
Yeah, more probably. Yeah, for sure. And to have someone like that, you know, honestly, in his personal post, he was basically like, you know, wiping his hands going, I'm done, guys. I'm going to focus on beer. See ya. Like, you know, and it's great that he took care of his team and made sure that like the business can go on without him. And he was very clear in that, you know, a lot of what's been happening with his company, he's been kind of letting happen without direct involvement from him to kind of have that proof, so to speak, that this can run and move and do things without his interaction.
I mean, he actually built the company in a way to sell it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, he's always been
a bit of forward thinking there.
Yeah. And there's been a bit of transparency about that with his like yearly updates about how the company is doing. And, you know, I think we always knew that this could happen. And as his like brewery has kind of gotten going and you know, the capital concern was no longer there to kind of keep that running. I think a lot of people might have had little tickers over his head wondering how much longer until he leaves. But I don't know that any of us really understood what Pippen leaving would mean for all of the great products that have been created over this last like decade plus.
I mean, think about okay. So easy digital downloads. What does that do? It allows individuals to sell products. It's an e-commerce solution pretty much. And then you also have
lightweight e-commerce solution.
And then you also have like an add-on you can get for selling software licenses. Mm-hmm. So what does this entail? This means it's an easy solution for budding theme and plugin developers in the WordPress space to be able to sell their products and sell licenses for support or updates or what have you. And there's been some controversy that has been brought up by Mr. Carl Hancock, on the founder of Gravity Forms, Rocket Genius on Twitter. And I'll just read his tweet because, you know, there's no beating around the bush about it. I think he says, quote, imagine using an e-commerce system that provides all of your sales data to your competition or potential competition on a silver platter. Competitive analysis made easy. I hope WordPress plugin theme developers are paying attention. And then his second tweet is that he says, want to hand over your affiliate performance data and top affiliates to a direct or potential competitor, depending on how your affiliate software or choice, you might be doing it right now. Hell, they may even be handling the payments for you. And I'll end it there. So this created quite a conversation on Twitter, and I was talking to him about it. And I finally got to the point where I understood what he was saying is that, you know, if you're a plugin or theme developer using easy digital downloads, is Awesome Motive now a competitor, or do you want to as a business owner, should you be concerned? Should you take a look in the mirror and say, do I want to continue using these solutions, knowing that the founder or not the founder, but the new owner, Awesome Motive, now has the potential to see sales data or information related to your business that maybe that you wouldn't feel comfortable sharing otherwise or regardless. And I looked at the data that Easy Digital Downloads takes in. It's basically for usage tracking, for customer support and all that other stuff. But I think the crux of the data, like they were mentioned, I think it was payment gateways. I think Stripe Connect, I think might be the one that was brought up where these people, I shouldn't say these people, but the company handling that can look into or get access to these payment processing gateways. And that's where you get the crux of the information about who's buying what. And that's how you can analyze trends and see what's going on with your competition, if that's what you want to do. And I think it's a valid concern. I don't know how big of a concern it is. I think what Carl Hancock brought up is definitely valid and something for conversation. And I also think that with this concern, that maybe it would be beneficial for Awesome Motive to actually come out and make a statement that's specific to this, saying, we understand that our competitors are now using this product or potential competitors, and we want to continue having your business. And this is our pledge not to use this data in a way that affects that relationship. you say that like I'm asking for some kind of utopian thing that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, in a way it isn't, right?
Jeff, you're so funny. You're so positive. It's funny.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with you today. It is kind of funny to me because, I mean, let's play devil's advocate here and assume
yes, that, please do. That's your role.
Let's say they're going to do everything above board, right? They're not taking this data to try to take their development talent and now like ruin a product that's using like easy digital downloads for their plugin or theme to kind of copy that and take their market share. They can still use that data for gap analysis and have market information about where there are holes in the WordPress market that don't currently exist that they can fill. And
if they do use that data, how are we going to know? How do we know about it? How do we know they're using that data?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, I mean, whether or not they say they're going to do it, whether or not they actually do it, we will never really truly know for sure. And I guess at the end of the day, we kind of, it doesn't really matter what they say or do. We have to either decide to trust them or not. So if you're a plugin developer and you're concerned about this, then find another solution. And if you're a plugin developer and you don't care, then just keep doing what you're doing. I guess that's really the only advice we can give anyone, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, awesome motive. We just so happened to release this plugin that solves this need, and we didn't know that there was this need existed. But I'm just throwing some support. None of this has happened. This is all speculation. So you know, I don't want to get in trouble there. But it's just something that could happen. And I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it. Remember, you know, you kind of said that we were talking about payment gateways. Shopify, right? They have like an API that leaks data, and if you're really wanted some market share, market analysis on certain stores or certain websites, you could actually kind of get access to that data through the API.
Yeah, and there's entire like businesses, websites where you can pay to have a tool to filter through that data to give you like how many stores are selling product X, right? To start to understand kind of the competition that exists. An estimate of how many transactions they receive, an estimate of how much traffic they receive. And now you can kind of go and, you know, you paid this service to access this data that filters it down in a way that you can actually act on it. And you can go and create a store to kind of like either take your piece of that market share or again, do that gap analysis and figure out like what mistakes they're making or what kind of keywords they're not targeting. And so a lot of this already happens in business. And then, you know, Shopify itself could easily, as we've seen kind of Amazon do, create its own storefront and sell its own products from like print on demand or third party solutions. And again, think about the amount of data that they have to be able to do that and do it well.
Well, let's say we don't know the terms of the acquisition, but all of that data that EDD has, all of that stuff is now going to be ownership of Awesome Motive. Mm-hmm. You know, they paid for that. So why should we be upset if they actually use that information to improve their business?
I mean, you and I have no reason to be upset, right?
Obviously if you're using EDD or their products and all of a sudden Awesome Motive comes out with a product that's just, you know, what you've already been offering, but because of the data they have, they know that there's a huge demand. And instead of going through you, they could become first person, you know, to that market. Mm-hmm. I would be livid.
Yeah. And I mean, we have to wonder as these acquisitions happen more and more, if that they would either acquire that product or if they would build a competitor. Right. And we don't know for sure which way anyone will go. I know in some like cost per action spaces or affiliate spaces, the brand will kind of come down from on high and say, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of money to buy this product or your company, because we know that it's popular and we know that we could do X, Y, and Z with it. So I hope that they would use that data for more acquisitions rather than just trying to kind of push people out by using the amazing talent that they now have and already had to build out competitors using, again, think about the number of installs that these plugins in aggregate have and how easy it would be for them to put a little simple advertisement, even just not everywhere in WordPress administration panel, but even just in their like in their settings page, let's say, what that uptake might look like.
Now I use Monster Insights, which is I think it used to be the Google Analytics plugin by Yoast. if I remember correct. I know they acquired a Google Analytics plugin, but it allows me to look at my stats and Google Analytics stuff within a dashboard. And it's by Awesome Motive. I got to tell you, it's very aggressive in trying to get me to become a paying customer. It gives me these alerts and it gives me these things. It's always reminding me about what I could be looking at or what I could be doing if I just paid for the pro version of the plugin. I mean, it's very aggressive. And one of my fears is I hope that type of aggressive cross promotion and marketing does not find its way into the various products that Sandhills Development created. Cause I think it's just going to piss a lot of people off if they end up doing it. And I believe that would be the opposite of what you would want to achieve as a company acquiring those products. I think there's going to be some type of cross promotion in there somewhere, but I really hope it's nowhere near as aggressive as what I've experienced as a user of one of their free plugins.
Yeah. Another thing that just came to my mind is the staff and like the benefits that they were used to at Sandhills, right? Yeah. That culture and that.
The 4-day work week experiment. I talked to a number of employees that loved the 4-day work week experiment, and who wouldn't? I talked to people. And so they were working Monday through Thursday, 32 hours, getting paid for 40, and they didn't have to, they weren't doing like 10-hour shifts every day to make up for that lack of eight. It was a straight 32-hour week. And across the company, people loved it. And now it's gone.
Right. Yeah. And then you got to wonder about like bonuses, parental leave, paid time off, laptops, seniority, all of those things. When you go through an acquisition change, and as more and more larger and larger organizations exist in the WordPress space, we're going to have to think about these things more and more.
So let me ask you, if you were an employee of Sandhills Development and you got word of this acquisition that took place and you had 2 weeks to look over, review, and sign a contract, is 2 weeks enough time for you? Or would it depend on how long you've been at the company?
No, 2 weeks is probably enough time for me to figure out whether or not I'd want to go forward.
Because that's what I heard through the grapevine, that the employees had 2 weeks to look through the contract and decide whether they want to move over to Awesome Motive or not.
Yeah. And I mean, let's say I pick the or not, what does that look like? I mean, do I get a payout of a certain amount of money for the amount of time I've been there? Like, is there a severance package? Like, again, we're getting more corporate in WordPress than ever before. So these questions are going to start coming up where people are curious about what these exits and what these acquisitions look like.
Now, I did mention in the post when I wrote about this acquisition, I've spoken to a few Sandhills Development employees, and I got it. They were reluctant to move over to Awesome Motive. They had no idea. They had no inclination that they would ever be working for Syed Balki. They loved what Pippin and his four other partners created and developed there at Sandhills Development. They love the company they work for. They love the products. But a few of those people have decided to give Syed Balki a chance, you know, continue on with their jobs. Let's see what it's like over there. Let's experience it firsthand, because there's a lot of, I talk to a lot of people. There's a lot of rumors and things that go on around about Syed Balki and his business practices and his ego and how he conducts business and all those things. And let me stress again, rumors. I have tried to find online. I've tried to search. In fact, in the history of WP Tavern, we have not published any posts specifically criticizing the way Syed Balki does business. He's done a lot of philanthropy work over the years. I want to make that clear. And from the people I've talked to who have made the switch, they have told me that the onboarding process from Sandhills to Awesome Motive has been smooth. They've been welcomed with open arms. They've been treated with kindness. And I've also spoken to a few people who already work at Awesome Motive, and none of them have a bad thing to say about the company. So, hey, you know, as far as I'm concerned on that front, it looks like this is all a great thing, you know,
but wouldn't it only be nice time will tell. Wouldn't it be nice to get him in the hot seat? I mean, if he's listening, he's got to reach out to you on Twitter or something, man, and come on the show and talk through. I would love to know his reasoning, like what he saw in doing this acquisition, how involved he was in that process, what he thinks about, you know, these products that he's going to be taking over, how he's going to integrate these teams. Like, there's a whole cultural side here that you and I keep touching on. And I would just love to hear it from the horse's mouth on how they're going to make this work and function and be positive.
The nitty gritty. How do we make everything smooth transition and benefit not only employees, but the users as well?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So there's, and by the way, kudos to, I kind of admire Pippin for the way, I mean, he talks about, when's the last time you read an acquisition in a WordPress space where the owner says, one of the reasons I sold is to spend more quality time with my family. That was one of the reasons why Pippin Williamson decided that this was the time to sell. In addition to just losing his passion for the web, he lost his passion to create software products. And he basically said, my time of spending late nights in front of the screen are done. You know, I don't want to do that anymore. So
if we could all be so lucky, right, to make that decision someday.
Yes. So, but his father recently had a heart attack, and it was that heart attack that kind of gave him a reality check that, hey, you know, life is precious and he's getting older and his dad's getting to the point of, you know, sitting in the chair while they cut firewood and he can't really participate. And he wants to spend quality time with his family and doing the things that he enjoys doing. And one of those includes brewing beer. And man, if he could ever nationally distribute that Thin Mint Stout, oh, it was such a great beer. I swear it was him that brought a few bottles to, I think it was WordCamp St. Louis. That might've been the place. Oh man, that beer was good. But so he's going to be working on Sand Hills Brewing. He's going to be doing whatever he wants to do. And he also mentions in his post that, and I learned that they tried to turn Pippin into like a silent partner. So, hey, okay, we understand you don't have a passion for the business and what you're working on, but instead of selling the company, why not become a silent partner? So you step out of the role, let other people step in, take care of the company, you know, switch some personnel around, some titles around, and do it that way. But, and I think Pippin actually said, no, I can't do that because once I'm in 100% and I can't just stand by and get involved. And plus, you know, there's that lack of passion. So that played a role as well as to no silent partners and just transitioning everything to a new owner and to a new company. Just sever all ties so he can move about his life.
Yeah. And I think it's probably the best for the mental health, right? You don't need that extra weight to kind of keep you, you know, chained to this whole system and set up. So I think he made the best choice possible. I think that, you know, it's not like it is, I mean, thankfully it's not another web host that he sold to. I mean, so we got to give him some kudos for that. Right. So I think this is going to be, it's interesting, it's complicated, it's complex, but it also is kind of exciting and kind of fun to see how these things play out. And so I'm super stoked, and I can't wait to see how it goes and how it develops over time. And I wish him all the best.
So Easy Digital Downloads acquired, you know, I think it's because of the name, but I never really, it doesn't pop out at me immediately as an WordPress e-commerce solution. And I think it's just because it's nameplay, but we still have, I think we still have WP e-commerce that's out there. That's independent. Is the Shop plugin still on? I think Shop might still be out there. Shop with two P's that might still exist out there. And then of course you've got WooCommerce. That's the big dog. You've got Shopify. That doesn't count. That's a service, has nothing to do with really kind of WordPress, but those are the big dogs in the e-commerce space. And then
you also have like BigCommerce.
BigCommerce, exactly. Yeah. Magento, that's still out there. They're still doing their thing. Mm-hmm. BigCommerce, I've spoken to Topher DeRozier, to him about that, and they're making big inroads into the WordPress space with BigCommerce. So definitely keep an eye on them if you're looking at a different solution or an alternative to maybe Easy Digital Downloads or one of these other e-commerce plugins. But man, when I wrote that tweet about family run businesses that would be passed on, that would run for so long in the WordPress space that you could pass them on. You know, I thought Pippin was up there, you know, as a, he could pass it on to little Pippin or something. I don't know, you know, Easy Digital Downloads 20, 30 years from now, but, hey, kudos to him, man, for being able to put himself in a position to build something that allows him to spend quality time with his family. I think that this is what so many people would want to do. I'm still available. I can be acquired or acquired for a lot of money. I would love to spend more time with Smokey and my wife. I think they would appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a watershed moment, end of an era. And Pippin was always that kind of guy that put people first before like software and before other things. People was always a priority to him. And I really enjoyed his year in review post. I'm glad to see that he's going to continue doing that. As he mentioned, this year's year in review post is probably going to be a little different based on, mm-hmm. you know, things that have happened. But he always seemed like the kind of person that I would enjoy working for. Now, I say that and also realize that, well, your interactions with someone in the WordPress community is a whole lot different than them being your boss and working for them. You know, so who knows what my perspective, how it would have changed if I became an employee under Pippin. But from the outside looking in, he sure was and definitely looked like a stand-up guy. So, I mean, I'm sad to see him go, but I'm glad to see why he went and hopefully he can get his beer nationally distributed. Cause I wouldn't mind, you know, that, like I said, Thin Mint Stout, God, that stuff was so good. I remember it all these years later.
That's hilarious.
So with that was the big news of the week. Let's see what else. WordCamp US, if you haven't gotten your tickets, they're still available. It's online. It's free. It's a virtual event. All of the recordings have been pre-recorded.
Are you going to watch?
I'm going to try and watch a few. But if the pass is anything to go by, I'll either forget about it during the day or I won't watch anything or I won't participate, which seems like it's criminal based on who I am and what I do for a living and all that stuff. But it's a virtual event. I have such a hard time concentrating on a 30 to 40 minute presentation. I mean, it's like being in a meeting. I don't want to be there. I'm off somewhere else mentally. And I can put all these different things in different tabs on different screens. And next thing you know, there 10 minutes went by in the video and I have no idea what was said. I don't know. I'll probably be there. What I'm interested in seeing is the, I think they're going to have like a hallway chat that's going on while these recorded sessions are taking place. So I might hang out there, talk to some people, see what's going on. But for folks who, if you look at the WordCamp US schedule, you may notice that at the end of the event, there's no State of the Word. You might, yeah, no, cue that sound. In fact, it's been replaced with a session by Josepha. It's called A Chat with Josepha, who is the kind of the WordPress executive. What's
executive director of the WordPress project?
Yeah. There you go. My apologies for not knowing that offhand. It's a nice title.
It is.
But it's a chat with her and she's probably going to outline everything that's going on with WordPress. It's going to be like a mini State of the Word is my guess. You know, I don't know, but we'll see. And I'm looking forward to that. And my guess is that maybe later on in the year, because he's able to do it, it's probably going to be pre-recorded or maybe he'll do it live that at the actual end of the year. You know, he's not tied to a specific day or time because it's not going to be tied to an event. Maybe Matt will do something on his own for a State of the Word. You know, maybe he'll have a Christmas hat on. He'll be by a fire and we can all have a actual fireside chat with Matt about the state of WordPress. That would be cool. And I want to give a shout out to the folks over at the WPWaterCooler.com, Jason Tucker and his gang of misfits. I say that jokingly, they're not misfits. No, I don't need anybody getting offended here, but they've got a great group of people over there who do a WordPress podcast. It's kind of like a YouTube show, but it's also an audio-based podcast about WordPress. I wanted to say congratulations to Jason and them for their 9 years and 400 episodes. That is an incredible amount of dedication and longevity. And I think that longevity is not bought, it's earned, and they have certainly earned it. And it's one of the it's probably the longest running podcast about WordPress that we have. And they're going strong. So if you want to check them out, visit WPWaterCooler.com. And let's see. What is this? Ooh, an advertisement.
It's funny. So everyone should know that I threw this in the show notes because I wanted to make sure that Jeff brought it up, that Jeff mentioned it.
No, why don't you mention it?
Oh, perfect. I can do that. That's not a problem at all. So join me and other people and support WP Mainline. If you want this show to keep going and if you want Jeff to be able to keep publishing content and you want to raise his mood and make him a happy camper, let's go ahead and support him through the Railfan option, $49 for an entire year, 12 months of Jeff. just $49.
12 months of Jeff. Love it. Okay. Yeah.
Go over to WP Mainline and subscribe today, please.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. I very much appreciate that, Mr. Malcolm. And let's see, that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of Acquire Geddon in the WordPress space. It's not that bad. Things are happening. Things are shaking. So we'll be back here next week to let you know on anybody else who's gotten purchased or decides to just ride off into the sunset. Man, that sounds so good. You know, get up in my stagecoach, take the Oregon Trail and ride off to the west on my into a sunset. Sounds like something I could do. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's going to do it for this edition of the WP Mainline podcast. You can find show notes for this show and every other episode on WPMainline.com. Oh, I almost forgot. I interviewed you weren't here. You know, you and John kind of screwed me over. okay. it wasn't like that. These two were busy. So I actually interviewed Aaron Edwards and Joshua Daly, the folks who are behind the WAPU NFT project. Check that out. That's episode 12. Tomorrow they're starting the minting process. So if you want to get in, if you want to have a chance to mint a WAPU, tomorrow is the day. You have to set up a crypto wallet, which I did on MetaMask. There's other ones out there. Then you have to transfer money into Ethereum, which is the cryptocurrency used to mint WAPUs. And Joshua Daly was so awesome. He designed a WP Mainline WAPU that's going to be a special edition. And that's going to be part of the 2,222 other WAPUs that you can mint. And so it's just so odd. The design is cool. The way he designed it is really cool for me. And so if you mint a WAPU tomorrow, there's a chance that you can mint a special edition WP Mainline WAPU. It starts tomorrow. So you have to go to, I'll have a link to it in the show notes. It's better that way. But I'm very excited about this. And thank you so much to the guys over there. That's part of this experiment for allowing WP Mainline to participate in this way. It's just an awesome WAPU. Okay. Now show notes for every other episode is on WPMainline.com. And where you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffer, JEFFR0, where it's just all kinds of shenanigans. You can follow WP Mainline on Twitter at WP Mainline. And Malcolm?
You can find me on Twitter at Find Purpose. And if you're looking for what I do for my work, I'm at PressTitan.com and Camber Creative.
Capital T, dang it. And any major developments, any major things going on with Press Titan lately? Getting ready to launch any major projects?
All of the stuff that we're interested in is not necessarily interesting to the WordPress community.
All right.
we're behind the scenes, guys. We're behind the curtains, guys. So we're just keeping things running.
All right. Awesome. So that's going to do it for this week. Everybody have a safe, enjoyable weekend. Talk to you again next week, everybody. So long.